Okay. So what we're going to do, since Ken, as I said, is our Vice President of Pathways, and he loves to say a wonderful little opening to all of our candidates. He might be able to join us later if he's able to call in. So just know that Ken and all of our ministers and Pathways of Light welcome our new ministers and all of our guests, and we're just so happy to have you with us. I'm going to do just a short opening to Spirit, so if everyone can just please close your eyes, take a breath, and just really feel how many people are with us today on the call. I think we have at least 35 of us are on this call right now. And just feel that energy. See us all in a circle. And feel us all holding each other's hands in this big circle. And we ask that Spirit be in charge of our day today, that the light of God is shining to all of us here in the circle today. We give thanks for this time together, and we're so happy to honor the six who have done a lot of personal work and healing and just made their lights shine even brighter. And Holy Spirit, we put you in charge today, and we thank you for bringing us together. Amen. I now consider it a privilege to introduce to everyone the candidates that we have today for ordained ministerial counselor. And I'm going to say their names alphabetically by first name. And so today this ordination is for Charlotte Carey, Ginny Ellis, Kelly Lewis, Mary Lou Bowie, Nicole Strachan, and Tacy Reese. And as we go through our ceremony, you will hear a little beep. Sometimes people drop off and then they call back in, and so that's okay. We just want to keep ourselves on mute as we continue through the ceremony. I just would like to check, Mary Lou, have you made it back in? Okay, I'm not sure if Mary Lou is.
Hi, Mary Lou. It's Mary Lou. I'm back. I'm sorry. I lost.
Oh, connection. Nothing to be sorry about. That's wonderful. I'm just glad you're back here with us. Okay, so we know all six are here. Okay, so we're going to begin by having Reverend Lorindy Rue and Reverend Matt Gottlove are going to read a quote from A Course in Miracles. This is on page 5 in Manual for Teachers.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Myron Jones will share another quote from the Course in Miracles, and this is in the text, page 28. Everyone else, please have yourself on mute.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And for our guest today, I just might want to suggest that you can close your eyes when these quotes are being read and just feel the words in your heart if you feel guided to do that. So we do have another quote, and this one is from Chapter 6, which is called The Lessons in Love. And I have Reverend Kathy Silva, Reverend Lori DeJulian, and Reverend Tanya Insey will read this quote for us.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you're learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
Deborah, are you on mute?
If someone has Deborah's phone number, you might want to text her.
We'll give her a call.
Thank you, everyone. If we can just have patience while we get Deborah back, that would be awesome.
Who just came in?
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I got kicked out, so I'm back. And
Excellent. It
says it's still recording. Okay. So I apologize for that. Okay, now the candidates are going to repeat their commitment out loud. So the six of you, please be off mute. I'll give you a moment to take your phones off mute. And candidates together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light ministerial counselor, I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
To be of service to spirit.
To be a channel for spirit.
to be a channel,
spirit.
And to do everything in my power.
And to do everything in my power.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
Now occurring on this planet.
Now occurring on this planet.
Thank you. Now please put your phone back on mute. Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, may you use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal spirit within you. I will be silent for a few moments. And now, Reverend Christine Anderson, one of our Pathways of Light ministers, will sing a song for us, Our Thoughts, Our Prayers. Christine, please take yourself off mute.
Thank you, Deborah. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of peacefulness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of holiness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. And every thought remains a prayer.
Thank you, Reverend Christine, for your beautiful song. Now, Reverend Diane Bernay and Reverend Teresa Tomlinson will share a quote from A Course in Miracles on page 433.
Once you accept its plan as the one function that you will fulfill, there will be nothing else. The Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on, no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing. Careless of everything except the one purpose you would fulfill. And that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a son of God?
Now each of the ordained ministerial counselors will share with the group. We're going to start with Charlotte. We're going to go alphabetically. And so, Charlotte, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Hi. Well, what this means to me to be ordained ministerial counselor is that I get to help people heal their minds. I help, I just, you know, do God's work. I deepen my relationship to Spirit and to God. And I just heal my own mind and just help heal this world. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Charlotte, for your sharing. And now, Jenny Ellis, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Okay, this is Jenny. And I just wrote some things when I think about what it means to be an ordained ministerial counselor. I thought back to all of the courses and the sessions with my facilitator, Lori, that have been so transformative and healing for me. And I thought about the opening preparation we would say at the beginning of every meeting. I dedicate this time to healing my mind and awakening to my true nature. I surrender to the source of love within me and let it guide my way. This was the loving foundation upon which this healing work would take place. So it really occurred to me that as an ordained ministerial counselor, my commitment is not in dedicating a certain amount of time, but rather dedicating my life to healing my mind and awakening to my true nature, and in so doing, being able to hold a space for others to awaken as well. I'm not the one healing anyone, but just reflecting the love and peace in which healing can take place. As an ordained ministerial counselor, I am committed to staying open and receiving guidance from Spirit, even when I may not at first understand the reason something is happening. I remember that I can choose peace with Spirit guiding me to it. I am committed to putting Spirit in charge in all interactions with people, knowing that knowing everything is unfolding and it's perfect timing, and that people who would come into my life have been guided too, just as I have been guided to them. We are all just walking each other home. My only job is to facilitate for Spirit and reflect back to others the love and peace that is their true nature. I'm so grateful to Lori, Lorendi, Deborah, Matt, Diane, Teresa, my fellow students for showing this love to me, and to Robert and Mary and everyone at Pathways of Light for bringing us all together with this wonderful program. I'm complete.
Thank you, Jenny. That was beautiful. And now, Kelly Lewis, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Okay, hello. Before I talk, I'm just going to say that this is going to be hard for me because I'm already feeling really emotional. Bear with me. And I did write this out because I knew I'd be crying. So. Hello?
Hi, sorry about okay. That. My name is Neil. I'm conferencing my mom and on three-way. I guess she lost minutes or something. I have no idea, but she's on three-way with me, and just let us know when I'm in it.
Welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
Only one who should be speaking right now, please, is Kelly Lewis. Everyone else, please be on mute. And as long as I had to step in here, Kelly, just know we're all sending you love and light, and we're looking forward to your beautiful sharing.
Thanks, Deborah. All right. So I wrote, I have always felt a strong commitment to God or Spirit, but did not always know what this would look like or what it would mean for me. I'm very thankful that I was raised in a home where we were taught to love God with all of our heart. My understanding of God has evolved
it is still the primary focus in my life. When I found Passage of Light several years ago after beginning to study A Course in Miracles and saw their ministerial and spiritual counseling program, I immediately felt that it was what I was called to do. I put it off, however, until this past year when I felt absolutely certain that it was the next step on my path of following Spirit's guidance. I have not once regretted having made that decision. This program has been life-changing for myself, as I knew it would be. Moving forward, I'm so excited to be able to offer the lessons that I've been blessed by and to share the powerful message that I have received and to help others transform and heal as well. My heart's deepest desire is to continue to heal my mind and to assist others in coming to understand love as our true nature and that we are not separate from anyone or from God / love / truth / source / spirit / consciousness, which as I see it are all the words for the same thing. As I continue forward, I will stay focused on my ongoing healing by being aware of when I am in or acting out of fear and asking for a change of mind or a miracle so that I can remember that I am only love. I know that as I continue to allow myself to be healed, this will benefit others as well. I will also continue to strive to see everyone as their true love essence and to see their actions as only love or a call for love and to offer love whenever needed. In order to best know how to do this, I will stay focused on stepping aside and allowing Spirit to work through me and to guide me in what to do, who to speak to, and what to say. As one of the characteristics of the teachers of God is trust, I'm placing my trust in Spirit and knowing that as I do so, I will be guided and I do not need to worry. For the right people and situations will come into my life, both for their healing and my own, our individual and joint spiritual awakening. And I also wanted to say thank you to all of our teachers and to Robert and Mary for developing this beautiful, powerful program, and to all the people that are involved with Pathways of Light. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Callie. Very beautiful. Thank you. And now, Mary Lou Bowie, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Hi, we're trying to work getting Mary Lou back in. She ran out of minutes or something, so we're three-waying her. Give us 3 minutes, please.
Okay, then I'm going to go on to the next person. Perfect.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that update. So, Nicole Strachan, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
This moment represents a choice, and I choose a relationship of surrender in alignment with Holy Spirit as my guide. I choose to fearlessly live in truth, allowing love to heal me, showering and immersing me in grace. As I am healed, I accept that I am a healer. As I bathe in the essence, in the pure essence of God's grace, my choice is clear. I stand on the foundation of love, and I'm here to be utilized and witness the messages of miracles that unfold moment by moment. To release false expectations and live in the knowing that nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists, herein lies the peace of God. And it's within the peace of God we experience freedom. A freedom that we never have to earn, but is granted to us merely of who we are. And so Today is my commitment to be a beacon of love and freedom in my family and in my community, and to continue the legacy of those who have gone before me and those whom seat I sit at now as a healer who has been healed. I thank everyone for their support over this journey, the ministers of Pathways of Light, my spiritual family at Transform the Love Community, and also my mother and my aunts. I thank you all. I am complete.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. So beautiful. And now, Casey Reese, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Okay. Well, I so resonate with what everyone has been saying, and my heart is so full right now. And like Kelly, I suspect I will get emotional as I share with y'all. But I feel that, to me, being an ordained ministerial counselor means to me that I will best teach peace by being peace, and that by allowing peace first, I am then guided by Christ's vision to live a sacred life, consistently remembering the oneness of all that is, and that the peace of God is my one goal. And I will to share this sacred life with everyone that I encounter on this journey home as Holy Spirit directs. I'm excited and joyous as I begin a new chapter in this life, and I'm so eager to give as I have received. And back when I was in college, I remember, you know, taking the Strong Campbell Interest Inventory. And this is an inventory that helps you choose a career. Now, it doesn't tell you necessarily what you're good at, but it tells you the careers of people who share your interests. And my top score was minister, followed by chef, my love of spirit and my love of food, I suspect. But that was close to 40 years ago. So I see that the script was written. And today I'm honored to take my place among the ministers of God. As I was contemplating what I might say today, a workbook lesson kept popping into my mind. I follow in the way appointed me. And that's what it feels like I'm doing. And the prayer in that lesson says, and I may be paraphrasing here, Creator, your way is what I choose today. Where it would lead me, do I choose to go. What it would have me do, I choose to do. And this is my prayer for my ministry, that I simply step back and allow Holy Spirit to lead the way. And I want to express my never-ending gratitude to Holy Spirit and to Myron, to Robert, and to Mary for being such beautiful examples of following Holy Spirit's guidance, and to all of the facilitators and all of my classmates and all of my friends and family that have supported me through this journey. I am absolutely delighted to be a part of the Pathways of Light ministry. My heart is singing, and it is full, and I'm complete.
Thank you, Tacy. I'm feeling that way, too. My heart's very full, and we still have one more sharing. So, Mary Lou Bowie, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
I would like to thank Robert and Mary, my facilitators, Kathy Silva, and all the facilitators involved in creating such a loving environment that has provided for me a deep, heartfelt healing to happen in my heart and mind. And now I am able to pass the loving healing on to those that will be sent to me. Thank you all so very much. I also want to thank on this call my sponsor, Judy Saida. Another minister, Joy Albright. My life coach, John Moore. My dear friend, Alex Dixon. My friend from high school, Kathy Preston. Cindy Nelson, a fellow minister, Course in Miracles. Neil, my son, and Robin and Megan. And my sister, Gail. I'm very grateful to you all. Thank you so very much. I'm complete.
Wow, let's all just take a breath as we allow all those beautiful sharings to just resonate and ring in our hearts. Thank you. Thank you for your beautiful sharings, everyone. And now, Reverend Colleen C. and Deb C. and Reverend Deb C. will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him. You are the son he loves. And it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there. Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness. For you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
We will now begin the anointing. And I'm going to ask that everyone please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed. And then I will have the guests share, and then we will all applaud together. So thank you for that. Our first anointing will be Tacy Reese, and she will be anointed by Reverend Myron Jones.
Tacy, please picture us standing, facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Tacy, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing from you. Tacy, I asked Jesus what he wanted me wanted you to know, and these are the words that he gave me. Tacy, you are loved and appreciated more than you can know. Go forward in confidence and trust. We are cheering you on. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Tacy Reese.
Thank you. And now, everyone, please have yourself on mute. So either your own mute button, or you can do star 6 on your phone. Thank you. So now Nicole Strachan will be anointed by Reverend Colleen Fee. Colleen, you might be on mute.
Thank you. Nicole, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Nicole, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now, I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Nicole, this is what came to me from Holy Spirit. Nicole, this is a beginning for us, not an end. It's the beginning of the church we will build together, not of bricks and mortar, but with the mind and hearts of others awakening, and we will be in service to love with the Holy Spirit. God's plan brought our lights together on this path back to love. We know who walks with us to show us the way, the flow, the grace. And then this morning, Spirit inspired me to say and to acknowledge and thank all of Nicole's teachers and guides on this call today. Thank you for being the supportive shoulders of giants and generations still lifting her up. Thank you for choosing to teach love and service. And thank you all for the unexpected and welcomed miracles I received with Nicole as her facilitator, as her student and teacher. Thank you all. I am love with you. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Nicole Strachan.
Thank you. Kelly Lewis will now be appointed by myself, Reverend Deborah Bredekin. Kelly, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Kelly, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And I knew I was officiating today, so I asked Spirit this morning for a message. And here's what I received. Kelly, thank you for creating space in your heart and mind for this journey of transformation, love, and healing. You are such a beautiful light. Thank you for your willingness to walk alongside others with me. Love is all there is. Keep shining. And Kelly, I love you dearly, and I'm so amazed at your wonderful journey and all your sharing and all your transformation. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Kelly Lewis. And now Mary Lou Bowie will be anointed by Reverend Kathy Silva.
Mary Lou, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Mary Lou, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Mary Lou, your willingness, your tenacity to see the innocence in yourself and others has served you well, and it will continue to serve you. You are a light in the world, and your light is reflected back to you in all who you encounter. Allow your ministry to unfold as is. Its purpose to unfold purposely and perfectly. Mary Lou, it's been a joy to walk with you, and I look forward to our continued journey together. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Mary Lou Bowie.
And now Jenny Ellis will be anointed by Reverend Lori DeJulian.
Jenny, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Jenny, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And I have asked Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Jenny, as you venture out into the world as a beacon of hope, remember this prayer. With all my heart, I ask you to help me see myself in my perfection as you see me. Allow me to accept all the blessings of healing as I help others to do the same. Help me to take notice of your answer to my prayers. Let me rejoice in the renewal of hope and your healing miracles as I provide hope for the world. Jenny, it's been a pleasure to be on this journey with you. And I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Jenny Ellis.
Thank you. And now, Charlotte Carey will be anointed by Reverend Kathy Silva.
Charlotte, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Charlotte, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Charlotte, I have been given a vision of you encircled with a group of people who are fellow travelers, students, fellow teachers, brothers and sisters. And you are sharing one of your many beautiful qualities, that your natural ability to laugh and your sense of humor. And we know that that ability to laugh, the remembering to laugh, is so healing. It heals our minds. Please take time to absolutely celebrate this day in this event. And as it was said before, remember that it is not an ending. It is a beginning. And your ministry will unfold absolutely perfectly for you and for all that you are meant to serve. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Charlotte Carey.
Thank you. So now is when we would like to invite any of our guests present to share. So please take yourself off of mute, say your name before you share, and we do have quite a few guests, so please, everyone, take your turn. We'd love to hear from all of you. We're on the phone, so it can, you know, there might be one or two speaking up at one time, so I'll try to moderate that and want everyone to have a chance to share who would like to. So whoever would like to share, take yourself off of mute. Say your name, please.
Judy Saida. Are there two of us?
I heard Judy. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Well, that was a beautiful, beautiful service. I am here as a longtime friend and support person of Mary Lou Bowie. And in the beginning, I was her sponsor in a self-help group. But now, I think she sponsors me as much as I do her. I know that she's really worked hard and just grown beautifully in this program. And so I salute the program as being a wonderful, life-changing experience for love, really, for everybody that you come in contact with. So I want to thank Mary Lou for being in my life. And I'm complete.
Robin? Am I allowed to share?
Yes.
Hello?
Robin, go ahead.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm also praising Mary Lou. She's my mother-in-law. She has worked extremely hard to get where she is today. She has helped me through so much of my life, ups and downs. She's always been there. So I just want to thank you, Mama, and I'm super happy for you and super proud of you, and I love you.
Danny Stillwell. Can
go
I be
ahead,
heard?
Danny. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
First of all, I would like to honor the officiators of this program. I honor each and every student, but I am specifically here to honor Nicole Strong, who I have watched grow from a young woman into this awesome force of spirit. And so I cannot wait to see how God is going to flourish and show up in her life. But the most excited thing for me is that I get to bear witness to it. So I just thank you all for just an opportunity to speak. Nikki, I love you. I honor you. And I just relish in the woman that you are becoming in spirit. Thank you.
and I am complete.
Myron, I would like to just congratulate everyone who went through this program. It's quite a journey, and it's wonderful what you have done. I hope you love your ministry as much as I love mine. And Tacy, I just want to say that every minute we spent together was just treasured by me. I gained a lot just from being with you on those calls. I know that you are going to be an amazing minister. And I'm done.
Alex Dixon. Hi, Mary Lou. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. And I love you, and I'm so grateful that you're in my life. I'm complete.
Cicely Allen. Nicole Miller Strong. My sister, my friend, I've been blessed to witness your journey for 20 years now. And the words that describe your essence include light, connector, and blessing. And you've been a light in my life, a connector and a blessing. And I'm so excited to see you continue to step into your purpose and deeper on this path of your life's journey. So I love you, I'm proud of you, and I honor you. Thank you.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson. Love and blessings to all the newly ordained ministers. You inspire me. And as you minister to others, God, loving Father, Holy Spirit, loving Brother Jesus will surely minister to you. Thank you.
So this is John Moore, and I'm really honored to be here today and listen to everything that was shared, especially some of my favorite quotes from the course that all of you spoke. I got to just sit and listen. And I just send a blessing to everyone on this call, especially the new ministers. I feel my heart expanding when I heard the anointing happening. And to Mary Lou, who I've known for quite a few years, my heart is really just so full hearing you share and hearing all the people that are here to support you. And it just reminds me of that quote from the course. I had to look it up because I wanted to get it right. Every good teacher hopes to give his students so much of his own learning that they will one day no longer need him. And I think that day is absolutely today. So congratulations and blessings. I'm complete.
This is Colleen, Reverend Colleen C., and I would like to welcome all the new ministers to the Pathways of Light family and really look forward to having you be a part of all the blessings and light that Pathways has to give. And it's very exciting. My first student was Nicole, and it was from this moment I can say that it was the most magnificent gift God gave me to go through the program with Nicole together. We were teacher and student together, and it was my highest honor to get to know you and to get to know your light, and that our light is together. Thank you, Nicole. You blessed me beyond words. And I'm done.
Cindy Nelson. Yes, I wanted to thank everyone and just express my gratitude. The ceremony was very beautiful. I felt so connected to everyone. I felt so honored and blessed to be a part of this. And I just wanted to congratulate all of our 6 new ministers of God and just, you know, bless you in every way with your journey and your ministry. And I just also want to express my gratitude for being a friend of Mary Lou's and watching her grow and awaken and expand her awareness. And she's just been such a inspiration to me, and I'm just so honored and grateful to be one of her close friends and watching her grow in immense, huge ways. The Pathways of Light program has really been an intense, powerful journey for her, and I've seen her grow, and I'm really, really happy for all of you, and God bless all of you with every good thing, and I'll continue to keep you all on my prayer list and with our joint awakening. And I just thank you again for allowing me to be a part of this. I love you, Mary Lou, and I feel our connection. I love you all. Thank you so much. I'm finished. Thank you.
Reverend Tia Taylor. I am just so blessed and honored to be a part of this wonderful, delightful celebration, and it has truly blessed my soul today. And I just want to tell Nicole Strong, Reverend Nicole Strong, you have been such a blessing in my life, and I'm just so glad that and honored to be able to walk with you through your journey and to know that in quietness, all things are definitely answered. And all of you have spent so much time in quietness. And it's so beautiful watching the becoming of you. And I looked up your name, and, you know, to know that your name, your first name, means victory of the people. And to know that the victory within each and every individual lies in the stillness, lies within knowing who they are. And I'm so, so, so blessed and so happy that the expression of Nicole is lighting up everyone who she comes in contact with. I love you so much, and I am so grateful. God bless you, and I am complete.
Reverend, hi, this is Matt Lewis.
Matt, go ahead.
Thanks. Kelly is my wife. Just wanted to say a few words. First of all, I appreciate the entire ceremony. It was really beautiful, nice to hear. I was able to just relax into it. And Kelly actually had a lot of family support, but they were unable to be here. And if you know Kelly at all, which I think you've all got to know each other a bit, Kelly is a natural attractor, and she has some light about her that draws people to her, and people see her as a light, and I think that that will shine brighter. Now, she's been on a path her entire life, and now being here within this program, every time she had a session or a talk or a conversation, and I know a lot of your name just by hearing about you after that, just to see that and to see her shine brighter after each and every session and the work that she's done is just really amazing to see. She seems lighter, freer, happier, and with more purpose than even before, which is hard to imagine. if you know her like I do. So thanks to everyone.
Reverend Tanya Insa, I wanted to join everyone in congratulating three new ministers on finishing their journey with the Pathways of Light and starting their new ministries. And I'm excited for the road ahead for you. This morning we had a Course in Miracles group, and usually we join in the beginning and asking for a message for each of us. And I was very happy today just joining this spirit in this joy and feeling how happy I am for all the candidates who are about to graduate today and get ordained. And I heard the message for in response that we are happy too. We are all one. And I'm giving this message to everyone. Thank you. And I love you.
This is Charlene Miller. And I told Nicole I didn't want to put any labels, but that's my daughter. And I almost said I couldn't talk because I knew I would cry too. I am so proud of her. But first I want to say this is wonderful. I agree with everyone that you guys have done a phenomenal job. And to the ministers and to the teachers and the facilitators and the coordinators of this process, I honor you. I agree with everyone. I first honor the spirit that has brought us and helping us all to connect at this very moment, because I know I'm not the only one that can hardly talk, you know, because of the tears. I am so proud of Nicole, and she knows it. I have known you guys, I'm not going to brag, but you see in Nicole what I saw in her as a little girl. So it makes me so proud for her to follow her destiny, because oftentimes we make mistakes and we don't listen to spirit. So to follow her destiny relentlessly and with such determination and with such love and with such support that she gives everyone in her spiritual community, in her family, with her friends, Cicely knows. I am so proud of her that I can hardly talk. So, Nicole, I love you. Colleen, special to you. I love you, too. I love you all. Special to Colleen. Special, I could say special to a lot of people. Reverend Tia, Danny, Reverend Linnell, my sister Ernestine. I could say, but this is about Nicole. So I just want to say I love you. I am so proud of you. And I am so blessed to have had this life experience with you. Thank you. I am complete.
This is Robert. I just want to express my gratitude for this wonderful group who've chosen to share in our journey of awakening. We're all in this together. We cannot not be together for truth. And this joining strengthens us all, because together our lights support each other and support those that are brought to us to be our teachers and our students, for they are one and the same. Thank you all. It is a privilege. I'm done.
And this is Mary. I received the words, angels hover near and all about. And I feel that that's true about all of you. I mean, all of you. You are an angel of God, and that means that you stop to listen and you share what you receive. You are very blessed to be able to be open through forgiveness and your love, to let your true nature as love flow through. You all are God's love. You always have been and you always will be. And we're waking up to that fact, and it is so happy and so powerful. And you all feel such enormous gratitude that you're waking up to what you've been all along, but maybe didn't know it. You are the angels. And many, it's like people that are angels too, but maybe they don't know it, will be attracted to you. And Spirit is in charge of that and the timing of that. And I feel such great gratitude to witness this and be a part of it. You are angels. I'm done.
Hello, this is Reverend Teresa Tomlinson. And firstly, I'd just like to say congratulations to all of our new ministers and to tell you that it was such a pleasure to work with you through Course 2000. You are all such aware, engaged, and powerful women of light. And we're just blessed to have you as part of the Pathways of Light ministry. So bless you all and love you all. Thank you. I'm done.
Hi, I'm Gwen, and I want to thank you for these sacred moments. And Nicole, I revere your spirit. I witness the way that you are a beacon of love and a beacon of freedom. Thank you so much for being in my life. I'm complete.
This is Reverend Diane Bernier. Congratulations to all of you. It was an honor to be part of the last few weeks of your journey to today. You are so wonderful and a true blessing to the world. Follow your heart and your inner wisdom. We love you. Thank you. I'm done.
This is Kathy Preston. I'd like to congratulate everyone on this very special occasion. I'm here today for my lifelong, long-time friend, Mary Lou. And I'm so happy for you today, Mary Lou. And know that you will continue to shine your beautiful light on everyone you touch, as you have me. I love you, Mary Lou, and feel honored to be here today. Thank you.
Hi, this is Reverend Matt Godlove, and I want to congratulate all the new ministers and welcome you. Welcome you with love and gratitude. And I just want to say I'm really, really grateful to work with each and every one of you, because you've helped with my awakening. And I know that you're helping with the awakening of the entire world. And I'm just amazed at the oneness that we felt when we were together. I actually talked about it for days with other people, not even associated with Pathways of Light, of how I could be together with people from all over the country, and just the oneness that we all felt it was there. And that just really helped confirm for me and for the world that we are waking up. So love you all, and thank you for going through this. I'm complete.
Hello, this is Ernestine Woodward, and I just want to thank you for such a beautiful ceremony. Congratulations to all of the new ministers, and to Nicole, I say thank you for, Nicole, for helping us to stay on the path of love. Sorry. So proud of you. Because for me, you have been a beautiful reminder of what we know to be true. You really have, Nicole. And I hope life continues to abundantly bless you as you follow your path and live your truth and be your authentic self. I love you. I'm complete.
This is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I just want to hug all of you and welcome all of you as new ministers in our Pathways of Light family. And I want to thank each of you for your sharings, and just spending time with you has just been a joy. And Kelly Lewis, we went through steps 1 through 3 together. And I just want to thank Kelly for being such a blessing in my life. And just love to everyone who's on the phone today. This is just beautiful to feel the oneness that we all have. And so love and blessings to everyone. Thank you. I'm complete.
My name is Jessica Miller, and I'd like to offer just a few words just to express how excited I am for all of the newly ordained ministers, and especially for my beautiful cousin, Nicole. And Nicole, I just congratulate you, and I stand with you in light and love. And I'm so excited that you have chosen this path, and you are walking in the footsteps of our ancestors. Our grandmother, Leona Miller, would be so proud to share this moment with you. So I speak for myself and on behalf of our grandmother in saying that we love you and we're so proud of you and we're so happy to walk with you in your journey. Blessings to you, cousin. And I am complete.
Is there anyone else, any more guests who would like to share?
This is TJ. I'm just really speechless at the profound love and connection that is here with us. And I feel the oneness that we are. And there's so much appreciation and gratitude for being connected with everyone. That everyone that's here and everyone that's there. I'll just be brief. I'm just so proud of Tacy. I've known for just shy of those 40 years, and I've watched her as she's continued to step into this light that she emanates without even trying. She makes such a profound impression on anyone that they meet. Whether there's words for it or not, it's the love that shines. And I'm just so grateful that she continues to be who she is. And thank you all for being who you are and for supporting one another. And I say, continue on, because we all need to be this light and to shine it. Let this little light shine, because it's not little. So I'm complete with that, and I love you all.
Anyone else who'd like to share? We'd love to hear from you if you have something to share. Well, okay, so I just want to say congratulations, and I'd like everyone to please take yourself off of mute. And I want to congratulate Reverend Charlotte Carey, Reverend Katie Ellis, Reverend Kelly Lewis, Reverend Mary Lou Bowie, Reverend Nicole Strain, and Reverend Tacy Reese. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off of mute, and let's give them a big hand. So let's, yay! So our hearts are filled with gratitude for all this beautiful sharing from our new ministers and from all their guests. And I want to thank everyone for being a part of this ordination. May your journey be filled with love and light. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may now hang up. Peace.